This is the Composer's Datebook for June 14th. I'm John Zek. A now obscure Englishman named Charles Caleb Colton is credited with the famous quote that imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. A number of great composers have been flattered in that fashion as well. On today's date in 1985, a new work by the American composer John Harbison premiered in Sarasota, Florida, that imitated the form and gestures of a Baroque concerto grosso in the style of J.S. Bach. Harbison's work was titled Concerto for Oboe, Clarinet, and Strings. Harbison described his piece as follows. The oboe, clarinet, and strings are equal partners. The first movement is declamatory, and second, contemplative, the last, frenetic. Each movement sustains one affect or mood in the Baroque manner. The steady, insistent rhythms are indeed Baroque, the harmonies less so. Harbison commented, one astute writer referred to the piece as scenes from a marriage. This metaphorical marriage between solo winds and strings contains quarrels, precarious balances, comic relief, misunderstandings, and eventual unanimity. And speaking of marriage, Harbison composed the work at Token Creek in Wisconsin, an unincorporated community near Madison where his wife's family had farmed since the 1920s, and where for some 25 years each summer, John and Rose Mary Harbison have organized their own mini-festival of chamber music. Composer's Datebook is supported by Condor Airlines, introducing new service from San Diego, Pittsburgh, and New Orleans to Frankfurt, Germany, and beyond. More information on Condor's 12 U.S. gateways available on condor.com. Condor, born to fly. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.